You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Happy Tuesday, friends. Hopefully it's Tuesday. I say that every week. I hope it's Tuesday. If it's not, happy whatever day you're listening to this, friends. Let's dive straight into what's the vibe. Firstly, how are you feeling off the tail end of the weekend, off our peak eclipse grand crescendo moment? Are we feeling liberated? Are we feeling in an exhale? Are we feeling empowered? This week, I'm going to use a little bit of tuning in, channeling, if you will, less reliant on astrological movements this week, more reliant on what I am sensing in the field. Obviously, a few astro movements still swimming in. This week is the final week of Mercury retrograde. Mercury goes direct Sunday/Monday next week. So we are obviously still in that energy. And we are also in the shadow period of the Scorpio full moon eclipse. So we're in the tail end of that shadow period. Probably the next day or two we'll be emerging from that energy fully. That said, what I'm actually feeling intuitively and collectively is something I want to coin as the cosmic come down. And I feel that this is kind of like the follicular phase in a woman's menstrual cycle. So you go through your winter, you go through your bleed, and then you move into follicular, or you move into, I mean, it's different when it goes like winter, we move into spring. I'm not feeling, oh my goodness, we have a wild child at the door. I'm not feeling we're moving into spring energy. It feels a little more autumnal, and that might be because of the season that I'm recording this in the Southern Hemisphere, at least fall, if you will, for my Northern Hemisphere listeners. But it really feels like that slow energy still. There is this desire, I feel, for a lot of us to go out into the world and to emerge once more, and we're on the other side of the eclipse and let's almost like burst forth into the sunshine. But what I'm feeling is, ooh, can we linger? Can we just simmer in this space in between for the next week? And that's why I've coined it the cosmic come down, because I wonder, and I might be only speaking from personal experience, but the eclipse itself for me, it was intense in a number of ways, but I really took my own advice and faced my fears that were emerging and my shadows head on. And on the other side of that, as I spoke to last week, you can find great liberation. So if you listen to the episode on Friday, what was coming up from the shadows for me to really look at was a lot of body image challenge. And so what I did over the weekend was face the fear head on, shoot the content that I spoke to in the episode on Friday, posted it for the world to see. And in that stretch of fear, I was liberated by a relief that flooded over me in really facing the fear head on. And so, can you hear my little girl being like wild, and then Trent going shh, 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 shh. It's just chaos at the moment. So while the eclipse itself actually was quite an enjoyable transit for me, as far as those transits can be, I feel like this cosmic come down is there's still residual matter that might be coming up for us to move through. And anyone who's experienced a come down of any sort, no judgment, in your life will know that the best way to move through it is really to retreat as opposed to emerge into the world. And that's what the energy is for this week. I'm feeling intuitively there is a sense of a desire to retreat and just be with self for a little while longer. Can you linger? That really is the undertone of this week. Can you linger in that space in between? I feel that there's going to be this great emergence maybe next week or the week after. And there is a lot of momentum building and lots of opportunity landing. And, you know, this energy is on our side and it is absolutely going to tip over into the almost like the other side of the shadow, which is light. But don't rush it, don't force it, and don't push yourself into that. It's letting yourself simmer in the in-between. So what are things that we can do to honor what this collective energy is asking of us? Well, have a look at your calendar this week and can you create more spaciousness? Where have you overcommitted your energy because you're feeling like you've got more energy to commit yourself to? And where can you actually create more spaciousness to be with self in whatever way that looks for you? I do also think practices that are encouraging you to sit with self, ritualistic practices, contemplation and reflection. Like, this is a really beautiful week for you to reflect on the themes, the messages, the patterns that have come up for you in the last week or two or three, and start to write them down. Start to release what you're really feeling called to let go of. Start to set intention if that's what you're desiring. This is a time where I personally will be sitting more with cacao, dropping into my heart space and taking the time to really listen to my intuition. Space in betweens, like these spaces in between, are a beautiful time to connect intuitively, rather than getting too heady and acting too prematurely, especially when we're still in this Mercury retrograde period of slow and steady contemplation. Any practice that is deliberate, that is slow, that is encouraging of your intuition and dropping into your heart space is going to work in your favor this week. So catch yourself when you're really leaning into like self-imposed urgency with things and come back, retreat. And can you just sit in spaciousness a little while longer? I'm hearing as I speak to this that there could also be some residual endings that are coming up off the back of the eclipse. It's almost like we expect the eclipse to be the bam, done kind of final finality, like the grand finale. And what I'm feeling is, as I speak to this, is there's probably still some endings that are moving through your week this week. And that could be endings in relationships or the way they have been to a degree, and a desire for the new to come off the back of that. There could be endings in the way that you are desiring to show up in the world. There could be endings in your home life. There just feels like there's still this little tiny thread of things that want to end. So where are you holding, clinging, or where are you finding yourself averse to endings? And can you really let go? Can you sit with self and tune into what really wants to be released this week? That is what I'm feeling. I'd be curious to hear if that resonates. I'm actually going to pull us a card though. And the deck that's coming up for us this week is the Fairy Forest deck by Lucy Cavendish. So let's see what the card has to share with us as well. Little shuffle of the deck. Oh, this is a nice one. Flew right out. I'm sure you heard that. So it's card number 37, if that number means anything to any of you. And it's the Maybon, shining hope and future. And the message of the card is this: the Maybon is the child of the darkest moment, born when bright hope beckons you into a positive future, born out of what has seemed to be the most hopeless space you have ever been within. This card indicates that you are now thinking magically. What you think, what you are, manifests about you at all times. Now, with this new magical mindset, you begin to transform your life into one of delight and hopefulness, and to uplift your companions with your vibrant, positive energy. When we allow ourselves to shine, we become who we were always meant to be. And by example, we encourage others to become who they truly are. You are a powerful role model for others. Keep up the wonderful work. You still have many experiences ahead of you on your journey, but this energy is now your companion and your divine inspiration. Make a wish when you see stars. You may even have a homeland among them. This beautiful card of bright optimism is full of the joy everyone feels when you are celebrating magical living. It is effortless and joyful to do this divine work. The Maybon is the child born at winter solstice. So this card indicates a rebirth of positive light and energy after a time of lack. You are now about to receive great good fortune. And oh, how good the weight lifting off from your old self feels. Oh my God. Can you get more of a on the other side of the Scorpio eclipse portal type card? I especially love that it was talking about the winter solstice and what comes on the other side of winter, and indication of a rebirth in a positive way. Because I've actually been talking to a beautiful friend of mine who is also a listener, shout out, you know who you are, about how we are both in our rebirth phase. And it truly feels like that. It's the emergence. But you think about a rebirth, and for some reason, this analogy wants to come to me, so I'm going to use it. Like, it took, in the story of Jesus, it took him 3 days to fully resurrect. Okay, so he died, and then it took him 3 days, and then he was reborn, right? So with that in mind, we are in the 3-day period, if we were going to draw comparisons. This week is just that space between the full emergence into rebirth territory. That doesn't mean that we're not going to feel like we're already really stepping into a reemergence of self, but just go gently with that reemergence. Don't forget your practices around introspection, slowness, contemplation, intuition as you emerge. And I truly feel by the end of this week and leaning into next week, we're going to be out is our new shiny selves, completely polished by the transit we have just navigated so beautifully on the other side of Mercury retrograde. And me, for one, I just can't wait. I'm already feeling great, but I really can't wait for this, this to really anchor and concrete into what's to come. Very short and sweet one this week, but I feel like you guys know, you get it. And I'm going to be back in your ears on Friday talking all things luck. Can't wait to chat to you then.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.